Lecture 21, Byzantine Cultural Revival.
In this lecture, I wish to discuss the civilization of the Middle Byzantine era, that is the era running from the 7th century into the 12th century AD. But we're going to focus our attention on the period of the so-called revival or renaissance of Byzantine arts and letters. And that really comes in two installments. One is in the late 9th century running into the late 11th century, and this corresponds with the period of the Macedonian dynasty. That was the greatest family that ruled in Constantinople between 867 and 1056. And that renaissance came to an end quite abruptly in 1071 with the defeat of the Byzantine armies by the Seljuk Turks. And there's about a 50-year period where there isn't much in the way of cultural activity, but there's a second installment of the later Byzantine Renaissance in the Achaemenid emperors. And these were the emperors who ruled at the time of the Crusades, the founders Alexis I, who will be a leading figure in our lecture dealing with the Crusaders and the Byzantines, and he ruled from 1081 to 1118, and that Renaissance will continue on to the death of his son Emmanuel I in 1180. So we're looking at those two particular periods. In the first period, we'll concentrate on the city of Constantinople as well as the provinces of Asia Minor, which were very closely tied to Constantinople through most of that period. And the ties only began to break down later in the 11th century. And the areas in Asia Minor of prime focus will be Cappadocia, that's on the Great Plateau, and also farther east in Armenia, which I've always said is something of the extension of eastern Anatolia. That's the regions between the Euphrates and Lake Van. In the later phase, when we're dealing with the 12th century and its repercussions into the 13th, 14th, and 15th centuries, the focus will be on Constantinople. And also, there are some cities in Asia Minor that participate in it, notably the city of Trebizond. Trapezus in ancient times and Trabzon today. It's on the northeastern shores of the Black Sea of Turkey. So let's keep those periods and those geographic distinctions in mind and turn to this great cultural resurgence. Well, the rebirth of letters and arts at the end of the 9th century was closely tied to several important events. One was the decline of Arab power and the resurge of Byzantine arms, which I've mentioned in earlier lectures. Another was the establishment of an effective dynasty with Basil I, who came to the throne in 867. He was a man who was very interested in promoting arts, although he himself was of humble origin. In fact, he was the horse trainer of the previous emperor, Michael the Drunkard, Michael III, and actually had to win respectability by sponsoring arts. And Basil had taken the throne by one of the most treacherous of boudoir plots in the annals of Byzantine history. And so Basil I stands at the forefront of this Macedonian dynasty and actually sets many of the models for the types of patronage expected. In addition, I want to stress there was an economic revival going on at the end of the 9th century, and that this economic revival would continue to the time of the sack of Constantinople by Crusaders in 1204. So you have economic conditions that are favorable to patronage, you have the secure dynasties, and you have rulers who are very keen in participating in these events. If they're not scholars and painters in their own right, they are certainly interested in providing the money to promote the arts, and often for their own political purposes. The period counts some really brilliant minds, and often individuals were overlooked when the Middle Ages are studied, because Byzantium always is a little foreign, it's Eastern, and it's important to stress that these thinkers and writers and artists of the late 9th running through the 11th century play a very fundamental role in the development of Western civilization, because it is because of them that the Greek heritage is transmitted to Western Europe. They will record the manuscripts of the Greek tragedies, all the great classical literature, all that Greek component so important in the Renaissance of the 15th century in Italy, and then to the wider spread of the Renaissance across Western Europe, is a result of the revival of arts and letters in the Macedonian era.